This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Is that my cue? Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, right here on Genesis Communications Network. If you'd like to listen live, you can go to GCN, as in Genesis Communications Network, the word live, LIVE.com, GCNLive.com. Okay, so Jason is helping me today, side by side. He is engineering the broadcast. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running. 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. And that's provided by Global Star. And Global Star is kind enough to put us on their satellite. And they transmit us wide coverage all over North America. And I really appreciate that. Even Central America. So I've got some tips for today, and I've got a question for you. Do you know of anyone who has had the coronavirus? Or do you know anyone who died of the coronavirus? Or do you know anyone who has had it in their family? Or had someone in the family succumb to coronavirus? The reason I'm asking is there's still a number of people that do not believe that the coronavirus is real. I have not changed my position one iota. I believe it is absolutely real. I also believe that there's a plethora of theories that some or all could be true as to what's happening. You know, the takedown of the presidency, the takedown of the financial system, the resetting of these numerous bubbles that were inflated that are popping. And so if you know of anyone, we don't need to know their names, but it'd be nice to know if there's some of our class that has firsthand knowledge of people succumbing to the coronavirus, whether they have been taken out and killed by it, loved ones, family, friends, coworkers, etc. If you've been laid off as a result of it, we'd love to hear your story. If you have been furloughed, fired, your store has been closed temporarily or permanently, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your story. 866-582-9933 is the number. Now, if you're a little bit nervous about calling in, please keep this in mind. I was terrified to speak in public in elementary school, high school, college, and even postgraduate. Absolutely terrified. And I didn't want to do it. And I avoided all of it. And then I wanted to teach people about preparedness. So I had to do it. And after you do it for the first time, it is no big deal. Literally, no big deal. As a matter of fact, today I got a call just before the broadcast that Dr. Richard Allen Miller would not be on the air with me. He called me. He said he's tired. He needs a little bit more rest. He says he's fine, but he's tired. And he would like to take another few days to rest. So with virtually no time to prepare for this broadcast, here I am. So what I'm saying is if I can do it, you can do it. Right? I was prepared to talk with Rick I had some questions that he would be the expert in answering, but he's not here. So you can step up. You can step up and place that call and let us know what you think about the coronavirus and how it's impacted you and your family. If it has, I believe it has. So we've got a caller. I don't know who it is. I have a call screen. The way this works is I have a number of telephone lines that I can see, and I have buttons that I can click. And one of them is answer. Another one is hold. So I can answer the phone. I can put the person on hold. I can put them on the air, or I can drop them. And in this box for each one of these telephone lines, it will have an area that says, Tom from Sheboygan. He wants to talk about chemtrails, that kind of a thing. So I don't see who it is, so I can't really answer, and it could be even a wrong number. So I'd prefer not to answer the phone cold. So that's what our engineer Jason does. He'll answer the phone and say, hi, this is USA Prepares. May I have your first name and the state you're calling from and the topic? And the reason that he puts the topic in there is so that I get a clue as to what the student is calling about or the instructor is calling about. Okay, so what did I do yesterday for the preparing for the corona panic? Well, my hair's getting long. It really is. I haven't had a haircut in months. And I've had long hair in the past, but normally I have a banker's haircut. And normally, if you just type in my name on the internet, that's what I look like. Short hair, kind of a banker's haircut. You'll see an image of me with headphones on, and that's the only image that's really out there. Well, that's what I look like. Maybe a little bit older than that, because that picture is probably, maybe 8 years old, something like that, 7, 8, 9. So I decided to get some books. And I bought a book on how to cut hair. Because not only is my hair getting longer, Mrs. Finelli's is getting longer, and our boys who live with us, you know, one's in his 20s, late 20s, the other's in his 30s, they live here. We're all locked down at the farm, and we're trying to keep the farm. We're trying to save the farm, literally. And so we're not spending any money frivolously. And I bought a book on cutting hair, and it was $3.99 shipped on eBay. And it tells me how to cut hair. It's got pictures in it, and it's, you know, over 100 pages. So you might want to consider getting a book on doing the same thing, how to cut hair. Of course, you need scissors to do that as well. So the question is, do you know anybody who's sick? Do you know anybody who has died? Do you have any firsthand stories? We'd love to hear them. So, Joey in Michigan, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I really am. And it's so good to hear your voice. It really is. I wanted to tell you, Joey, weeks ago I was out in the yard, and I had this long rod, and it's about 20 pounds, and it's maybe an inch and a half in diameter. And it's a real long pry bar, maybe 6 feet long with a pointed end. It's not like a spear, but it's rounded at one end. And it had rained and rained and rained, and I slammed it into the ground around the perimeter of four plants. And they are rhododendron plants. And I fertilized them. And those are the four rhododendrons that you gave me to remember our family, my mother, my wife, our son, and Mrs. Finelli. And every time I walk out there, I think of you, and I want to thank you for that. It was very kind of you.
You're very welcome. I'm glad I could do that, because you know what? Most people wouldn't even think about doing that for somebody else.
Right. That's exactly right. And my mom had a garden when she was alive near the back door. And I go out there. Every time I go out there, I see my mom's garden. And she used to sit in her garden. I mean, she had a couple chairs and table. She could have a glass of iced tea out there or a cup of coffee and sit under the tree, which was overhanging this. This was a rose garden and her flower bed. And there they are on the perimeter of it, and they look just great. So I wanted to thank you. So, Joey, let me tell you a story. And I mentioned that we're looking forward to hearing from people who know someone who has the coronavirus, who's been impacted by it, a family member. Have they lost their jobs? And so yesterday, during the broadcast, we were talking about that, and I called Marty Barrett. And Marty Barrett is a USA Prepares instructor. She teaches biology. And you know, I talked to her every once in a while, every few days. And she mentioned to me that three of her students had the coronavirus. And I reported that. And during the broadcast, during the break, I called her up and I said, "Hey, Marty, I mentioned this. Is it okay if I mention it on the air?" And she said, "Yeah." And she said that I didn't say it was Marty Barrett at the time. She said I could mention that. And three of her students have the coronavirus. And two of them are in their 20s and one's in her 40s. That's one story. Then the next story is, last night I decided, after dinner, I decided to call our credit card, one of our credit card companies, which is Discover. And I'm sure lots of you have Discover cards. And so I called and I said to Miguel, what would happen if I were unable to pay our credit card bill, our monthly statement? What would happen? I said, we have always paid it. We have never not paid it. We always zero it out every month. We don't carry a, you know, a balance. What would happen if now we couldn't? She said, well, it depends on the reason. She said, well, if it's a coronavirus related, what we would do is we would let you have 3 months where we would waive all the fees, but not the interest. So the late fees and those type of fees, they would not charge you. They would suspend those. But the interest would continue running. So the only thing that they're doing is not coming after you for not paying, and they're waiving just the late fees. And I said, what happens after that, after those 3 months? She said, well, we'd refer that to a specialist, and a specialist would help you and talk to you. And I imagine that maybe it would be something like, we really don't know what to do, so we're training people, and maybe the government would pay your credit card statement, or, you know, work with you or lend you money, or I don't really know, and I don't think they really know what that means. So that's kind of an unknown. And then I said, so are you in the United States or Philippines? She said she was in Arizona. Okay. So do you know of anybody who has had the coronavirus? Do you think it's real? She said, oh, yeah, it's real. One of her cousins just died of the coronavirus. Of course, I said I was very sorry to hear that. So that's the first person whom I've talked to who had a direct connection to the coronavirus, taking the life of a family member. Your thoughts, Joey?
Vince, I have a lot of thoughts. Is there a virus? Absolutely. How bad is it? I have no idea. Is it as bad as they say? I can't trust 1 ounce of information that I'm hearing. You know, I've talked to hundreds of people in the last couple of weeks, people that work at big box stores, big chains. Some have 300 people at a store. Some have 500 under smaller stores. The one thing I noticed, I asked them, how many people you know are sick? None. He says, well, no, somebody's got to be sick. You know, we don't know anybody. There's, what do you want to call it? We're going to a break?
Yes, we're going to a commercial break, first one. And I see Brandon in Michigan is calling as well. So Brandon's on hold. And so Joey says that no one he knows, no one he's talked to, knows anyone who has the coronavirus. Do you? We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden.
The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about the Corona Panic. Joey in Michigan is with us, USA Prepares instructor. And we've got Brandon in Michigan on hold. Brandon, please stay with us. We will get to you. Joey, in your state, over 25% of the Michigan workforce filed for unemployment so far. That's an enormous, enormous number of people. Actually, more than a million people, over a quarter of Michigan's workforce, has filed for unemployment. It's a pretty hard hit, isn't it, Michigan?
Well, everywhere's hard hit. I mean, we have a governor that seems to be, she's really angry she didn't get to have her 70 days of quarantine. And after the first 2 weeks, what was it, April 7th? She said, no, you guys don't have to come in, the House and the reps, the Senate and the reps for the state. And they voted 23 more days. She said, no, we'll have 70 days. I don't know much about it. My internet's been down for about almost 2 weeks now. But the things I would ask, because I'm not a very smart person, not like a governor, you know, great intellectual. One thing I know is that people that never work for themselves do not know what it takes to survive. When you're always getting a paycheck, like community activator organizers, any person that ever got a government check and never had to produce, you know, like a farmer that might lose his farm because nobody can sell the cows for him because they can't butcher them because they closed all it down. When you're a subhuman and you're in a public arena and you think that, you know, money just keeps coming out, how do they say the phrase, socialism works as long as the money they're taking from somebody else holds runs until it runs out. That makes a great point. But the questions I would have is, all the state people are still working. If you go through a community and there's leaves on the side of the road, city workers pick the leaves off the tree branches. Every community I've driven through, I kind of question that. Last week, I seen new signs out, road construction starting April 13th. Okay. So, again, it must be the coronavirus is smart enough. It knows if you're working on state highway projects, roads, if you're putting in telecommunications, those people are allowed to work. How is it that the virus knows not to give those people the virus? How is that? I mean, you really got to ask, because I'm asking a real ignorant, I'm phrasing it very ignorantly, so that even somebody could say, wow, yeah, how come the government worker can work and he doesn't get the virus, but everybody else should stay at home? She claims she doesn't want people paying their house, even if they're in their own yard. I was told for Easter a family had five cars in their yard. So the police came to tell them to disband the Easter party. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. All those people live here. And so everybody had to pull their ID out and show that they had, that's their house residence. So there's, you know, the modern family, you know, the father with a couple of kids and the mother with a couple of kids. So that makes a group. And everybody of a couple of kids are old enough to drive. So, you know, everybody's got a car. So now they're a criminal because there are five cars in a house. So at what point do you have to step back and ask a question? Again, I said, I'm not saying this is fictitious. I believe it's a real virus. How bad it is, I can't answer that because I don't trust the information. And when I watch when they were setting up all these facilities in New York and Chicago, and the military was setting these triage systems up, one thing I noticed, why isn't the military, again, they weren't afraid. They didn't have face masks on. They didn't have goggles on. They didn't have any protective gear on. They were just wearing their regular digital camo clothes. You have to question how this is working, and you have to ask more questions. You know, you were talking about how hard it is to farm. Well, pretty soon it's going to get real hard to farm. I was listening to Ice Age Farmer 2 weeks ago before my internet went down, and he had a rancher on from Michigan. He says, I raise cows. He said, I'm going to be out of business. Then I can't raise cows because two of the bigger meatpacking companies in Michigan shut down because apparently they have the virus. He had talked about Brazil and Argentina shutting down meat processing. Well, if you go into a dollar store, all the canned meats in those stores, if you look at the where they come from, it's Argentina and Brazil. What do you think that means? What do you think's coming next?
All very, very good points. And I can talk. Yeah, I can even talk a little bit about raising beef in this market. It's terrifying. And let me see if we can get Brandon on at the same time that Joey's on. I'm going to ask Jason to do that for me. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. An awaited report has come out, and when it comes to the nation's unemployment situation, things are a little bit better this week, but still far from normal. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to sweep across the nation, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits is down a bit, yet still staggeringly high. The Labor Department reporting that 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for jobless benefits last week. Most economists had been expecting the number today to be somewhere in that neighborhood. While it is down from a record 6.6 million the week prior, it still means an estimated 22 million people have now sought jobless benefits since the nation started shutting things down in March amid the spread of the virus. President Trump is expected to unveil his plan today for restarting the U.S. economy, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Joe, you mentioned meat packers shutting down, and it's difficult to sell cows. That's absolutely correct. And so as a result of the three largest meat packers shutting down, I decided I would make some calls and see if we could sell a half a cow or a quarter of a cow. And, yeah, we can. We can advertise that maybe on Craigslist and say, you know, you want to buy a quarter of a cow, here's about how much it weighs. Sell it by the live weight, and then each of maybe two or four people will own the whole cow, and then we can have it processed for them. They can pay for the processing, and then they can pick it up. We can do that. And I was talking to some people, and what they're finding out is, or what we're finding out is that a lot of the processors have gone under. They've stopped the business. And we've also found out that the market is really thin to try to sell cows because nobody wants them, because they don't know how to process them, because the processors have shut down because of the coronavirus. So it's a really bad situation. Now, let's see if we can put Brandon on. Brandon in Michigan, you're on with Joey in Michigan and me. Welcome.
Hey, Jenny, how are you? Hey, Brandon.
Good.
So, to change topics, I work for one of the largest paving companies in Michigan. I got a timeline.
One of the largest what? One of the largest what? Dating?
Paving company. You hear me all right?
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So on the 6th of April, we were supposed to start. Then we were delayed. Then we were told we were non-essential. Then we were told we were essential. You know, it's only the roadways. So we had a startup meeting for the 15th, but they broke apart the crews into smaller groups. So I got to delay another week. But from what I can understand, we had one coworker come down with the COVID, SARS, COVID-2 virus, nearly died. My boss just had a heart attack, and she's been coughing excessively in the startup meetings. They're both obese smokers, which doesn't help anything. Our company gave away the N95 masks that they had for us for the bag house where aggregates, you know, accumulated into and batched up to healthcare workers for their safety. So we don't have any protective gear now on the front lines. They want us to wear a piece of cloth, basically, like a shirt to protect us. Now, in the startup meeting, the employer threatened our employees with termination if we become argumentative and disagree with the company policy. They also threatened to deny our benefits of unemployment if we become fired because they have lawyers waiting for something like this. Now, I'm trying to get a hold of other lawyers to figure out if this is even lawful for them to do. So that's the vote I have right now.
Brandon, I would think you should call the Attorney General because she's on everybody like Menards because they were supposedly selling unessential items like garden seeds and, you know, they want to shut Menards down. Then she should get right on this because I don't think anybody has the right to fire you because you put your health ahead of their business. And I would have to question the person that had the heart attack. Is it an old person, a young person? Was the heart attack induced because of the virus? Because I don't know anybody. I know if you're on the east side, west side, middle of the state. But I know on the west side, more and more people, they were going back to work actually a week ago. I know a guy that just built a brand new repair shop. Most impressive. And he had all this work lined up. It was a 4-week waiting list till they put the stay-at-home order on. All of a sudden, he's got nothing coming in. All of a sudden, everybody's, you know, we've got money. We could make it till July, but we don't know how long this is going to go on. I was talking to a guy that they have a chain of, I will call them, resale shops. And I won't mention the name, but he says, you know, a large percentage, 3/4 of our people are 28 hours or less, and they don't qualify for unemployment. So those people now, they've been out of work for 4 weeks, and so that place is now using and buying food, giving it to the employees, because the state has reneged on helping these people out. So we're going to all be in a boat that we didn't build that's sinking, and it affects us. Just like Vince says, he can't get a cow processed or sold because nobody can process it. If you think that's going to be a problem, wait until you don't have any groceries. I mean, this thing snowballs, and we're a different group of people. Because, I mean, we're not people. Most people don't know what day it is and listening to the radio because normally they go to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they know the day because that's the count in the last days. Ooh, weekend. Now, Google, the ad said, Google's most number one searches, what day of the week is it? That's pretty amazing because everybody's got a cell phone, and if you don't know, you can just look on the phone. It tells you the date right on the phone, and they can't do that. Yes, no?
Well, sir?
Yeah, go ahead, Brandon.
Well, there's just a lot of concern going on right now, and, you know, it's even trying to get a hold of a state employee or a lawyer right now because they're so backlogged. And let me tell you, the attorney general for our state, she resembles the Wicked Witch of the West, let me tell you what.
Yeah, she's a rectal thermometer inserter. She should be the insertion for the rectal thermometer. I got it. I mean, what she's done, what this whole crew has done, but I'm trying to stay away from that. I'm just pointing out people need to accept responsibility for themselves. And, you know, if you're going to lose your house, if you lose your house, that means I'm going to lose my house. Once we all lose our house, guess what? We have nothing left to lose. So all of a sudden, there's a whole different attitude. You wake up in the morning when they take away what little bit you had. You have a whole different purpose to wake up. And it's not to fix a road. It's to fix a problem that should never have been escalated. That's my opinion.
Let me tell you, people are waking up, too, because I was at the protest yesterday, and I've never seen a concerted effort of hardworking people with their company trucks, their personal vehicles coming through.
How many people would you guess were there?
20,000 plus.
Yeah, because on the media they said, oh, maybe 5,000. Because that's usually the media is to, you know, pull everything down.
Brandon, you said 20,000 plus with their own vehicles. I saw the images of this. If you're talking about 3, 4, 5 cars wide, blocking traffic around the Capitol, what I saw were guys with some kind of a face mask, some with, some without. A number of them had AR-15s. AK-47s, 45 ACPs, and a 1911 strapped to the side. Is that what you saw as well?
Yes, sir. I didn't bring my AR-15. I brought a pitchfork for the symbols behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done that. We've gone to the had a couple of van loads of guys that went to the state capitol, Jefferson City, Missouri, and you know we brought pitchforks too. And I tell you what, it was loud and clear. You know, this is just a, you know, the tip of the iceberg as to what's going to happen. And it seemed to have worked. Okay, so Brandon, what are your thoughts about the lockdown? Do you think there should be a lockdown? Do you think there should not be a lockdown? Do you think it should be go back to business as usual? Do you think the virus is real? What do you think?
Well, obviously the virus is real. We're getting this from, you know, genetic analysts that it's a SARS virus with 4 gain-of-function implants from the HIV virus,
mm-hmm.
Which is a fact. To say it's the extent that the media is pushing, I don't trust the media or the government. So really it's a confounding, confusing time right now. Nobody really knows, you know.
And Dr. Shuler said that on Monday. He said we are being given conflicting information. It's very, very difficult to figure out what the truth is. And, you know, for 5 years I had meetups, and I taught people how to save matches in a jar for 20 years. I mean, I'm being very simplistic with that. But we taught about gardening and all kinds of how to do things, do-it-yourself things. And then I decided I wanted to teach how to think and how to ferret out the news and how to do multiple searches for, you know, research to validate claims. And they didn't want to hear that. The meetup group did not want to hear me teach them how to ferret out the truth. And it's becoming very, very difficult to figure this out. So we know that, for example, 3 weeks ago, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, whatever his name is, the guy that's promising the checks in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks soon, any day now, you know, that guy, he said that the 3.3 million people who filed for unemployment, that was insignificant. Then the next week it doubled to 6.6 million. Today, 3 weeks later, it's 22 million. That is significant. So what does that mean? That means people are going to stop paying their mortgage notes, their credit card bills, their car payments, their insurance payments. And I called our insurance company yesterday, and we took all but the, we just have two trucks insured now. You know, all the cars, gone. You know, we have them, but we're not paying for insurance because we're not going anywhere. And so we just have two pickup trucks, you know, one to haul a gooseneck and one to bail out that truck if it succumbs to a mechanical failure. So we are skinnying down to the absolute minimum. And I'm not saying that we're the only ones. I'm saying we are probably just typical of people who are trying to cut expenses. And as we cut expenses, we are going to cut the cable. We're going to cut, do we really need that post office box? Probably not. So let's forget that. let's skinny down on all kinds of insurance. You know, do we really need the windshield damage insurance, you know, for our car? Do we need comprehensive or do we just need liability? People are going to skinny down to the minimum. And this is going to drive us further, in my opinion, into the second Great Depression. Do you think that that's reasonable, Brandon, or do you disagree with that?
I think there's a polar spectrum of folks that on one end, you've got people that are going to skimp out and live more frugally. On the other end, people are still in the mindset of the normalcy bias. And as soon as they get this stimulus check, I've already heard on radio shows this morning, they have plans on spending it on whatever they really want, not need.
I have heard the same thing. I've heard, secondhand, I've heard through some of our instructors that, there's this gal, she's all excited, she's getting her stimulus check, and she's going to buy this new computer, and she's buying some video games for the children, and it's all earmarked, and it's ready to go. And that would be the furthest thing from my mind, buying video games and another computer. I mean, I would make what I have do, and I would get some seeds and maybe some fertilizer and make sure I have the tools to grow a garden, maybe a little bit of chicken wire to keep the predators away. Whatever it took for the long run, that's what I would do. And it would not be a cell phone, it would not be a computer, and it would certainly not be video games.
Well, seeds and chicken wire are deemed non-essential in this state, so good luck with that. We can't even protect our gardens from predators anymore.
Brandon, did you want to hold through the break?
Sure, if you want me to.
Yeah, and Joey, please hold through the break. Joey, your thoughts when we come back. This is USA Prepares, and we're trying to show you what's really happening.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Let me give you some numbers, and I'd love to hear Joey's comments. So the population of the United States is currently about 328 million people. Of those 328 million, about 158 million are employed. So roughly half of the people in the United States are employed at some level. But in the last 30 days, 22 million of them have filed for unemployment. That's 14% of the people who were working just filed for unemployment. Now, I believe those numbers are low. I believe that it's more like 25% of the country is unemployed. Because I believe the number, now these are official numbers from the 22 million unemployed filing for unemployment claims. But I think there's a backlog. So I think there are more people who are unemployed than these numbers are telling us. I think the real numbers are close to 25%, which is Great Depression numbers. Now, that's in 1 month. So what about next month and the month after and the month after? So this is historic. The number of unemployed people is historic right now. And I believe it will get worse. Joey, do you have any comments on any of the things that we've been saying?
Well, it's like the people and their money. How many times have you been to a fast food drive-up window because you didn't have time to cook dinner? Knowing you haven't even left your farm yet. But the point of my story is these people are spending $20 for a breakfast for a Sunday brunch. $20 per person. What kind of person can sustain that kind of spending? I know people that put everything in their credit card. They have no intentions of paying it off because they don't have a way to pay it off. Again, they're not the ones paying $20 for a breakfast brunch. They're the ones buying, you know, a bag of rice, macaroni and cheese, those kind of items. But there's a real disconnect with these people because half of the people don't even know there's a problem. The problem, we're not even calling it the virus being a problem. We're calling it the economic disaster that's on the horizon. And at what point, you know, who's going to buy a new car when most of the cars that they own are going to get repoed? I mean, this wheel, when it stops, nobody realizes what kind of energy it's going to take to get it moving. And there is no way.
Did you see the images of those food lines, we'll call them food pantries, across the country, Florida, Arizona, Texas, etc.?
No.
I mean, massive, massive. Okay, you did not see them? Well, what maybe Brandon did, brand new cars. I mean, you know, I drive a rust bucket. It's, the truck is a 2004, and it's, you know, the rocker panels are rusted out, the wheel wells are rusted out. I didn't see anything like my truck in these bread lines. Brandon, how about you?
I didn't see any bread lines, but I will concur. I also drive a rusted out 07, good on gas mileage, little compact car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So what is your take on the shortages, Brandon? Are you seeing shortages?
Well, yeah, there's shortages, of course, because, I mean, 2/3 of the distribution network is established for retail business only. When you have that large 1/3 sitting idly, and not getting or receiving any produce or meat, this is a total revamping of the system that needs to happen. But now with the, you know what I mean, that goes to restaurants and bars, approximately 1/3 of the food products would go to them. Now that they're not, this is a total shift. Experiencing.
Yeah, it's like the toilet paper shift. The industry, the toilet paper industry, was geared up toward people going to work, and at the toilets, if you will, or the bathrooms, whatever you want to call them, the restrooms, the stalls, they had the large rolls of toilet paper that were a single ply. Very, very large rolls, nothing like what we would have in our homes. So they were geared up to X percentage of manufacturing geared toward that, and the rest of the manufacturing toward, you know, individual homes. Well, when people started shifting from going to work instantaneously to staying at home and allegedly working, the toilet paper industry didn't catch up. So there was instantly a toilet paper shortage. And, of course, there was some hoarding that went on as well. So we were not geared for this shift of the government, you know, shutting down businesses. I believe that this coronavirus is real. I'm not taking any chances. I'm not buying any meat from any stores. And I'm very concerned about people who are careless bringing it to us through their carelessness and their recklessness, because, frankly, what I'm seeing is a lot of people are not paying attention. They're just flat out not paying attention. And people who work in supermarkets are terrified, absolutely terrified of the recklessness of their customers. But they're trapped because they've got mortgages and car payments to make. We can talk more about this when we come back after top of the hour news and commercial announcement. Brandon, did you want to hold? Joey, did you want to hold?
Yeah, I'll hang on.
If you so desire.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And think about some stories that you'd like to share with us, to, you know, man on the street type stories. We'd love to hear them from both of you, please. All right. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back. We're dissecting the corona panic, and the panic is what's ensuing.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.